Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. And we're also streaming on the web, and you can now find us directly on our own website, wehcfm.edu. I think that's right. I better check that. Anyway, you can also go to the Emory Henry website, which is ehc.edu, and find WEHC there and work your way in. So we are streaming. And I've got my favorite songs, as usual. This is my opportunity each week to play for you songs I love. New ones I've found, old ones I've recalled. And I've got a mix tonight, a couple of brand new ones for me, and a few ones from way back. I'll start off with the one I was ending last week's show with. It's called Never Shall Run Dry, Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Traditional kind of bluegrass, and it has a great bluegrass harmony. The voices are great. You can hear the mandolin, the banjo, the fiddle, and the bass. There's a little thump, thump, thump bass going on all the way through. Anyway, it's kind of a classic to me. I like it a lot. So this is Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver playing Never Shall Run Dry.
There's a fountain flowing in me, coming from a vast supply, springing forth with life eternal, and it never shall run dry, precious fountain of living water. Floods my soul with brand new life, stream refreshing things like no other. And it never shall run dry.
Never Shall Run Dry by Doyle Lawson. This is my chance, I said, each week to bring you my favorite songs. And I've been good. I try to play this show awfully straight. In fact, I notice when I play things back that I've got a really set pattern. I introduce the song, play the song, and then say who sang it. It's just some radio shows, they'll run three or four shows and songs in a row and then talk about them. That's not my style. My style is each song I introduce. And the other thing is that occasionally I'll do a reading. I can't play recorded voice things. It's against the rules of the station. Unless we have a written permission, we can play any music we want, but we can't play recordings of someone like Justin Wilson, a comedian who I happen to love, which is a shame. So I occasionally read things. But what I've been good about is not hamming it up. I am a bit of a ham. And I do different accents. You know, I like to do Australian accents when I get a chance. They tell me it's a lot more like a Cockney accent, actually. I don't know. But anyway, I don't do that much, and I try not to, and Southern drawls and things, but it's tempting. Anyway, the next song up has some stuff in it. It's called The Auctioneer by Leroy Van Dyke. It was a 1956 hit. It was his first big hit. He wrote it while he was in Korea and actually performed it over there on the same venue with Marilyn Monroe back in 55, probably. And then it became a big hit. And the auction patter, if you've never been to an auction where they do this kind of thing, it's quite a show. The auctioneer can actually be quite, people will go to an auction just to hear a particular auctioneer. I think the tobacco auctions and some of the cattle auctions were probably the epitome of this. But even any kind of auction, a good auctioneer will do some of this. This guy, Leroy Van Dyke, obviously learned how to be an auctioneer, and he really gets into it. So this is The Auctioneer from 1956 by Leroy Van Dyke.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there, and what are you going to give for? I'm a 25 to give 30 now. Five, put it a bit of five, another $40 on the make it a 40 now. Five, put it a bit of five, another $50 on the make it a 50 now. Five. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him that he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at the local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, it's do or die, I've got to learn that auction cry, gotta make my mark and be an auctioneer. $25 bidder now, $30, 30, will they give me 30, make it 30, bid it a mama, $30, will they give me 30, hoorah, bid it a $30 bid. $30 bidder now, 35, will they give me 35, to make it 35, to bid it a 35, hoorah, to bid it at a $35 bid. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest, he practiced calling bids both night and day. His pap would find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. Then his pap said, son, we just can't stand to have a mediocre man selling things at auction using our good name. I'll send you off to auction school, then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. $35 bid it on the $40, 40 will they give me 40, make it a 40 bid it on the $40, will they give me 40, hoorah, bid the $40 bid. $40 bid it now, 45, will they give me 45, to make it a 45, to bid it a 45, who would have bid it at a $45 bid. So from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool. He came back for a full-fledged auctioneer. Then the people came from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound that filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread out from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the top in all the land. Let's pause and give that man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. $45 bid it on the $50, 50 will they give me 50, make it 50, bid it on the $50, will they give me 50, hoorah, it's a $50 bill. $50 bid it now, 55, will they give me 55, to make it a 55, to bid it a 55, I sold that hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, sir, open the gate and let them out and walk them, boys. Here we come a lot of number 29 in, what are they going to get for them? I'm a 25 to give 30 now, 5, hoorah, bid it a 5, another $40 on the make it a 40 now, 5, hoorah, bid it a 5, make it a 5, yes, 5, now $60 on the will they give me 60 now, 5, hoorah, bid it a 5, another.
That's The Auctioneer, and I love that sound. I'd love to learn how to do that. I thought of going to auctioneering school once. I was living in Columbus, Indiana, and read an ad in the paper someplace in Texas was having a week-long training to be an auctioneer, and I thought about doing it. But I realized I could learn the voice side, but I would never be an auctioneer. I don't know the other side, the property side, the value side, and really wasn't into that kind of thing, so it would have just been a lark. I was still tempted, but I didn't do it. So, anyway, the next song up is one of my all-time favorites. Of course, I say that a lot, but this is. It's certainly in my top 10, and it's by the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers were a big hit when I was in high school. They had so many wonderful songs, but this one was later in their career, maybe 15, 20 years later. They began to do different kind of styles and things, and this one certainly is different. This is called The Lord of the Manor. And it's a haunting song, I think. And it's completely different from anything else the Everly Brothers did that we know of from earlier. And it's about a gardener whose wife is apparently involved with the lord of the manor, and the gardener is not happy. And one of the lines, I just love this line, he says, I wish in the bedroom the sheets were all torn. I wish in the garden the flowers were all thorns. Wow, the gardener wishing the flowers were thorns. Ooh. So, this is a fairly strong song, but it's a beautiful piece, and it's interesting. It has a very long introduction. So this is the Everly Brothers with Lord of the Manor.
Oh,
That was The Lord of the Manor by the Everly Brothers. And I find that, as I said, haunting. Next up is a classic song. It's called Time Passages by Al Stewart. It was 1978 album and became one of his all-time great songs. Again, it's enigmatic. It's kind of hard to figure out exactly what they're what he's talking about. I mean, who knows? Drifting his time, he's sort of just reminiscing. Anyway, I won't try and explain the lyrics. I'll just play it for you. So this is Time Passages by Al Stewart.
Your hand but you're all alone. And those time passages, I know you're in there, you're just out of sight. Oh, time passages. Buy me a ticket on the last train home tonight.
Time Passages by Al Stewart. That song and the next two songs, three songs actually, are going to pretty much confirm what someone said to me at lunch. They said, you play eclectic songs, don't you? And I said, well, I play a lot of country music, but anything that strikes me that I like, I play, like that last one and the one before, The Lord of the Manor. But here's one that's really pretty far out in the limb. And the next one after it's called Chicken Truck. So here's something in Italian and followed by Chicken Truck. I want you to go back with me to the summer of 1965. I had just gotten out of the army after 2 years in Germany. I had a Volkswagen camping bus, a lovely new wife, and we were wandering around Europe, including Italy, and I heard this song on the car radio, and I liked it, and I wanted to get it. So I don't remember distinctly. I remember doing it with some songs, but the way I got songs, I'd go into a record store and sing the song to them till they recognized it. And that's almost certainly how I got hold of this song. It's by a guy, an Italian named Fred Bongusto. I looked him up. He's quite a famous Italian singer, had many hits. This is just one of them. And it's called, it's in Italian, Il mare che estate. I do not know what it means, but I do love this song. So imagine me in my Volkswagen bus in Germany, riding along the coast of Italy, listening to this song about the ocean, Il mare is ocean, and the gentle summer warm air of Italy.
Il mare. Quest'estate non ha più il suo colore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Il sole quest'estate non mi dà più calore, nemmeno gli occhi tuoi, neanche gli occhi tuoi. Ma la notte poi ritornerò gli amori che si perdono. E tu da me ritornerai come eri tu un anno fa. Il sole piano piano si perde nella sera, non ho più paura e non ho più paura. Il sole piano piano si perde nella sera e non ho più paura, io sento che tu mani, io t'amo.
Il mare quest'estate, from 1965 by Fred Bongusto. And now, for a slight change of pace, this is John Anderson, one of my favorite country singers. I've played a number of songs by him on the show. This one is called Chicken Truck, and I don't think I need to tell you anything about this. I think this song says what it wants to say without any help from me.
Chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up to speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield, and the further gets to see. I say, yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it's just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Well, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a thorns and bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. The hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep flying chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
That was Chicken Truck by John Anderson, and a truly interesting song. Now we're going to move to something with a local flavor. My wife and I recently watched a movie. It was called Lawless, and if you haven't seen it, you probably should. It's about Virginia, and it's about the bootlegging times and some tough people that lived up in the hills and some conflict between them and the Chicago gangsters who were also involved in bootlegging. And kind of an interesting movie, very much set in a country setting from around the 30s when the bootlegging was a big deal. And I enjoyed it. Anyway, the movie ended and had this song playing, the one that's coming up. It's by Ralph Stanley. Ralph Stanley is from McClure, Virginia. Born in 1927, getting to be quite old now, but one of the most famous musicians ever to come out of Virginia, known for his banjo style. He got a banjo when he was 15 or 16, and his mother was one of 11 children, and all of them can play the banjo, so he picked up some style. There's a lot more I could tell you about Ralph Stanley, but mainly this song is called White Light, White Heat, and it's a funny little thing, just a simple, plain tune. And it really ended the movie well. It had a sort of a haunting feeling of the high mountain sound, I think is what I'd call it. So this is White Light, White Heat by Ralph Stanley.
White light messing up my mind. Don't you know it's going to make me go blind? White heat tickled me down to my toe. Lord have mercy, goodness knows. White light messes up my brain. White light is gonna drive me insane. White light tickles me down to my toe. White light, I said, goodness knows. White light messing up my brain. White light is gonna drive me insane. White heat tickles me down to my toe. White light is sitting down, goodness knows. White light, it lightens up my eye. Don't you know it's filled me with surprise. White heat tickles me down to my toe. White light, I tell you, goodness knows. White light messing up my mind. Don't you know it's gonna make me go blind? White light tickling me down to my toe. Lord have mercy, goodness knows. Lord have mercy, goodness knows.
White light, white heat by Ralph Stanley. Now we're going to something more traditional country. Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. And first time I heard it, I didn't realize there were two different people singing, but Mo and Joe. So I think it's, one of them wants to take the other one's girlfriend away. So they're going back and forth. Hey, Mo. Hey, Joe. So it's a conversation going on. And we get to listen into their conversation. So here we go with Hey Joe, Hey Mo.
Hey Joe, where'd you find that pretty girly? Where'd you get that jolly doll? How'd you rate that dish I wish was mine? Hey Mo, she's got skin that's creamy green. Eyes that look so lovey-dovey, lips as red as cherry berry wine. Now listen, Joe, I'm not a heel, but old buddy, let me tell you how I feel. She's a honey, she's a sugar pie. I'm warning you, I'm gonna try to steal her from you. Hey,
fuddy-duddy, show me your my pals and wells, introduce that pretty little chick to me. Hey, Mo, you're really getting aggravated. Hey, you're squirrely, that's my girly. You're about as pushy as can be. Now come on, children, let's make a deal. Let me dance with her to see if she is real. She's the cutest girl I've ever seen. I'll tell you face to face, I mean to steal her from you. Hey, Mo, we'll be friends until the end, but this looks like the end, my friend. I'm gonna keep that dolly for my own. I'm gonna keep that dolly for my own.
Hey Joe, hey Mo, Mo Bandy and Joe Stampley. Next up is a song called Bop by Dan Seals from 1985. I should have heard this. I don't know how I missed it. It sounds almost like a 50s song. It's a throwback. And the story is about a couple thinking back to their youth and Ford Thunderbird back from that era. So it kind of catches the idea. Anyway, it's got a lot of rhythm, and it reminds me a lot of the 50s songs, but it's from 1985 by Dan Seals, and it's called Bop.
Put on your boppy socks, baby. Roll up your old blue jeans. There's a band playing. What rock and roll really means. I wanna ride in your 55 T-Bird, drive through some old memories. I ain't after your body, baby, I just want you to dance with me. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bop the night away. I wanna make it a night like it used to be. When our hearts were young and our souls were free. I wanna bop with you, baby, all night long. I wanna bebop you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna bop you, baby, all night long. I got an old photograph in my pocket. Still in our teens. Lord knows I feel a lot older now, but you still look the same to me. Honey, you don't ever laugh like you used to, and I don't want to see you blue. If you ain't busy tonight and you think it's alright, this is what I wanna do. I'm gonna bop with you, baby, all night long. All night long.
That was Bump by Dan Seals. You're listening to Wombats and Music. I haven't told you who I am recently, so I'll tell you again. It's Harry Baia. I'm your host. And Wombats and Music comes on Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1. It's an hour-long show, and it allows me to play my favorite songs, things I just love, and occasionally something odd, which I call a wombat. The next song is almost a wombat. We'll talk about that. Anyway, this is WEHC. We're a radio station at Emory and Henry College, FM 90.7, and we're your college and community station, broadcasting from Emory, Virginia, not too far outside of Abingdon, Virginia, in the southwest corner of Virginia. And you can email me at HBAYA. That's my name, Harry Baia, HBAYA at ehc.edu. And I'd appreciate to get any fan mail or comments, suggestions, criticisms. Let it rip. Next up is an odd song. I heard the end of the song and liked it and went and bought it on iTunes. And then I played the whole thing, and it's not my normal fare. It's got a very strange rhythm, very heavy rhythm, and it's just interesting. I usually don't play songs that I don't love. I can't say I love this song, but I will say it intrigues me because it's different, and I do like the end of it. So here we go with Eddie Raven singing I Should Have Called, or it's also titled Who Do You Know in California. Sounds like his girlfriend's moving out. I think that's what's happening in the song. See what you think.
A man named George Jones recorded the song. Just because he liked it, he said. I said, well, I like the fact that you did. So, here we go, folks.
Some what makes a man do some of the things you do. Who do you know in California? What does she want with you? Tell me.
Who Do You Know in California by Eddie Raven. There's some heart in that song, some pain. I like that song. One of the many things I enjoy about the music industry, and also life in general, I guess, is no matter how famous, no matter how important someone is, there'll be someone coming along later on who'll take their place and probably exceed them. So it's always fun to find new artists, and here's a new country artist. I play a lot of old country songs, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. This is Casey Musgraves. Casey Musgraves is brand new. New kid on the block. He's been nominated for all sorts of awards this year. May or may not win them this year, but you can bet she'll win some next year. She's just starting out. And her first song, which made the made the hit parade and all, was called Merry-Go-Round. And I'll play that next after the one I'm going to play first. Here's her newest song. This is called Follow Your Arrow, and it's somewhat controversial. She's outspoken. She's a bit of a rebel and encourages people to do what they think is best. And starts right off the first verse. Listen closely to the words in the first verse. She really makes her mark right there. She wrote this song and performs it. And after I play this, then I'll go right into Merry-Go-Round, her hit song. So this is Tracy Musgraves singing Follow Your Arrow.
Lose
So that was Follow Your Arrow by Casey Musgraves. And the part in there that speaks to me is where she'll say something like, roll up a joint or don't. The point being that you have a choice. And every action you take has consequences. And you have to make that choice. And you have to make that decision. And you have to live with the results. And I think that's an important statement to get down. And she doesn't, I don't think she's advocating anything. I think she's advocating making your own choices and learn from your mistakes. So I'm not advocating anything either. And I often think a lot of things that people do are mistakes and they learn the hard way. But that's the only way you're really going to learn anything. Now's the other song by Casey Musgraves. This is her hit song. This is called Merry-Go-Round. And I just love this song. First time I heard it, I rushed off to get it. So this is Casey Musgraves singing Merry-Go-Round.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably gonna die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. And it don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. And Daddy's hooked on dust. We settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. Round, round we go. Where it stops nobody knows, and it ain't slowing down this merry-go-round. We think the first time's good enough, so we hold on. We won't end up like our parents. Tiny little boxes in a row. Ain't what you want, it's what you know. Just happy in the shoes you're wearing. Same checks we're always cashing to buy a little more distraction. Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. And Daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. We get bored so we get married. And just like dust we settle in this town on this broken merry-go-round. Round, round we go. Where it stops nobody knows. And it ain't slowing down. Jack burned out on booze and pills, and Mary had a little lamb, but Mary just don't give a damn no more.
That was Merry-Go-Round by Casey Musgraves. There's a lot of lessons in life that come out in these songs, and though I'm old, I am still learning them. My philosophy is that you can hear the words and you can even believe them, but until you've lived them, until you've internalized them, until you've had them sort of become alive inside you, they don't really stick. They don't guide your actions. And so you have to learn the hard way. You have to learn from experience. And words and reading can give you kind of the framework into which the experience can go and fill and confirm, or unconfirm for that matter. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host, Harry Baia, on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. I want to wish you a good week and encourage you to do what I encourage you to do every week, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.